Good morning, good people. This is Kiplin Primus, your host for The Local Take on Jazz 91.9 WCLK. And this morning we're joined in the studio by Mr. Lee Reed, who is the Executive Director of the Atlanta Citizens Review Board, and also Ms. Myola Smith, who is the Project Manager over a recently launched mediation program. Mr. Reed, Ms. Smith, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
I'm glad that you could be here. And Mr. Reed, I think the last time you were here, we talked about the anonymous tip line that had been launched. Could you just give our listeners a little bit of an update on how that project has worked?
Yes, certainly. Yes, the last time we were here, we were talking about our ability to receive anonymous complaints. From that conversation, we started receiving some anonymous complaints from the community. And so far, we're still receiving complaints that are anonymously made here and there. They're not coming in as often, but we're still receiving them. And we think that it's a great offering for this community.
And I would like to remind everyone that the Atlanta Citizens Review Board is an independent operation. You monitor the police, but you don't report under the police department.
Correct. Correct. We have an independent board who operates and makes the decisions. We conduct independent investigations. So our total operation is independent.
And that's important so that citizens feel like they can come with complaints, whether anonymous or not.
Correct. Correct.
So you were also mentioning that a lot of these changes have come out of ordinances from 2016. And one of the new recently launched programs is a mediation program. Could you share with our listeners what that is and how they could use that if needed?
Yes, the mediation program is a program that we started coming from the ordinance changes in 2016 that allow a citizen and an officer to come together to discuss a complaint. This is an opportunity that allows for perspective sharing, an opportunity to learn, to get a better understanding of an incident, to also be able to get an appreciation for each other's perspective. And we're hoping that through these conversations, not only will the citizen and officer be able to resolve the complaint that they're in the office for, but they're also able to use this information, this shared learning experience to help them in a future encounter, especially for an officer who is going to continue to have to deal with the citizens. He may learn something that will help him or her in a future citizen encounter. And for the citizen, the same would go if he or she is stopped by an officer in the future.
So now, how did this mediation program come about, and why did you choose mediation as a way to solve complaints?
This mediation program came about because we looked around the country and saw that this is something that a lot of communities are doing. Where I came from in Minneapolis, we had a mediation program, and we talked amongst it with Ms. Myola Smith, who is here today, and other staff members and the board, and thought it would be a good idea to offer it to the community. We think that while this is done on a individual basis, it's the way to get that communication going, you know, because as people, we share our experiences with others. So we believe that this is another way to be able to do it.
And Ms. Myola Smith, how did the officers feel about participating in this type of program?
Well, so far, the officers have received the program very well. They seem to be very excited about the program. Mr. Reed and I have had the opportunity to make presentations to the APD department, and they're really excited about it. They're really cooperating with us, and because they see the benefit of the program. They're citizens, good men and women, who at the end of the day, they just want to come home to their families. And the mediation is a way for them to interact with the citizen, come face-to-face, like Mr. Reed said, and learn from each other. And they take that good dialogue and information back to the community. And it makes it safe for everybody all around. It's a very good program, and everyone seems to be excited about it.
And now, Ms. Smith, Mr. Reed mentioned that even though it was individual, that officers were taking some of the experience back and sharing with fellow officers. Mm-hmm. Are you finding that that is influencing other officers in their interaction with citizens?
Well, for sure. I mean, of course, when someone has an experience, they usually share that experience with others. And that's no different for the officers. They go back and they share what happened, you know, to some degree. It is a confidential program. So, but the thing is, they are sharing the message that this is a good program. And it allows them to not only interact with the citizen, but like I said, it just creates that dialogue that both sides needs to have.
And you mentioned both sides. What are citizens getting out of this opportunity to engage with the officers who they have a complaint about, so to speak?
Well, so far, the mediation program has kicked off for the last few months, and all of our cases so far have been successful. It is really enlightening, and there's a good feeling when you see an officer and a citizen at the end of the mediation walk out totally different than how they came in. They're excited, and they're smiling, whereas before everyone is a little bit skeptical of a new program and what does this all mean. And then we noticed before that citizens, when they call in, normally, you know, like all of us would be probably, we're emotional. We just had an experience with a police officer, and we want to file a complaint. And an investigation is good. If it's a certain type of complaint, for sure, we have to investigate. But a lot of times when people call in, they're emotional about what just happened, and they want to vent a little bit. And the mediation program is another outlet for that. So it just seems to work for everyone.
And I would hope citizens can then take back and share with their community and their family about how the officers feel in certain situations.
Right. They do. Mm-hmm.
So this is like a win-win for everyone.
It is.
Right.
It's
really focusing on learning, sharing, building. We're trying to create these bridges. And we think that, like Ms. Smith said, it's not suitable for every complaint, and it's not suitable for every officer or complainant. It's a voluntary program to where both parties decide they want to participate in it. And through that, you can have this conversation with a third-party neutral who's not associated with the ACRB, who's not associated with the police department, who will come in and help facilitate that conversation.
I think this is wonderful, and I'm glad these new programs are coming out, and it's wonderful that you all are here to share. For our listeners who may want to get in touch with the ACRB, or the Atlanta Citizens Review Board, how do they go about interacting and engaging with you?
They can call us at 404-865-8622. They can certainly go to our website, acrbgov.org. And on our website, they can fill out an online complaint if they would like to. They could email us. My email address is sreed@atlantaga.gov. Also, we have a Facebook page that they could go on and communicate with us. We're hoping that the community, whenever they have a question or concern, they reach out to the ACRB so that we can discuss it, talk about it, see if there needs to be a complaint, and see if we can come to a better resolution.
So you don't have to vent alone, or you don't have to sit and suffer. There is a place for you to go.
Correct.
Thank you guys so much for coming, Ms. Smith, Mr. Reed, and sharing about our own Atlanta Citizens Review Board.
Thank you
for having us.